Hi, it's Lisa and Pete, and what a catch-up episode we have for you today.
We'll discuss Cubbygate in Wanneroo and hear your calls about the ridiculous complaints your neighbours have made.
I have a passive-aggressive neighbour revenge story that happened over the weekend. Leaf blowers at 100 paces, everyone.
And damn the internet, as an app to keep the kids engrossed for the rest of the school holidays.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
A ridiculous complaint from a neighbour in Wanneroo.
Yeah.
Has forced a Perth bloke to have to consult now, pay $1,000 for an engineer to come out and give him a retrospective building permit for the cubby house that he built his daughter for Christmas.
You would think he was adding another wing, you know, for his elderly parents to come and live in or something, for the amount of carry-on and hoo-ha and fuss and bother that he has to go through.
Ridiculous complaints from your neighbours. We want to hear
Megan.
From you. Megan, hi.
Hey, guys.
What's the crazy, ridiculous complaint from the neighbour?
A cubby house that was an eyesore. It was painted the same colour as the fence, everything. Anyway, the council came out and did an inspection and complained about the kids looking in his backyard because it was up high. And the council guy looked at his backyard and went, And when was that pergola built?
No.
We haven't got that whole structure on our paperwork. Let's look into that first.
I like that.
Nothing better than hearing something like that. Nice
Sounds
work.
Sounds like the council guy might have had a cubby house at home himself.
Jamie and Hillary's ridiculous complaints from your neighbours.
We put some ornamental pears down our driveway. They're only like bare-rooted stock, 1.5 metres tall.
Yeah.
And he complained that when they grow to about 8 metres, they'll be in his view. And I said, in your view of what? And he said, the other tree.
The other tree.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you say, well, let's wait till they're 8 metres and worry about it then?
Yeah, I sort of said that. He hasn't even actually built his house yet either.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Tell him we love trees here. You might not want to move here after all.
Thanks, Jamie. Good luck with that, eh? Brett and the Vines, ridiculous complaints from your neighbours, mate.
Seems like a day for Cubby. A few years back, we're still living in Ellenbrook. My father paid to have similar sort of thing, rules everywhere, paid to have a big double-storey Cubby house built for the kids out of the back of the house.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We had to go to the Shire. You had to go and get, we had to send a letter out to all of the neighbours, which they had to sign, saying yes, it's a big double story thing. They put a sand pit underneath.
Yeah.
And there was one neighbour who didn't sign the letter and send it back. So the ranger said that's fine. We had to wait 2 or 3 weeks before we could do it because he didn't answer. So we went ahead and built it. They finished it on I think it was a Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That afternoon, the guy complained because he could see into the backyard, and the ranger came out and said, listen, sorry, guys, he never answered. It's his right.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that built it for us had to come out the next day, cut the legs off, fill the sand pit in because you couldn't have a cubby on top of the sand pit. It was structurally unsound. And then lower the cubby house onto the actual ground.
It really just beggars belief
because it's
a simple case of, it's not your backyard, mate. What's it got to do with you?
Like it's just so miserable.
I know.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Brett.
What a nice cubby house he's got. I got cubby house envy.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth.
Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Another year we still haven't been sued by the estate.
Well, we have.
I'm
just hiding the emails.
Oh, okay, good.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back. Thank you. That sounded like Ricky Bennett. Then welcome back. Now, listen, as you guys...
I missed him on the cricket over.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, talk about a sport being synonymous with the commentators.
Oh,
it's not the same summer as my childhood.
It is not the same. And I've just had a bit of a... Actually, speaking of the 12th man and
what
I used to do with that, I've just been listening to a few of those again. And
it is
not the same. All, you know, Tony Gregg and Richie Benno and Bill
It wasn't
Laurie.
Just an amazing team. It was certainly a time, wasn't it?
Yep. It was a time because you had an amazing commentary team. You had an amazing cricket team.
It was, halcyon days, as they say.
We don't have either now. It's terrible.
It's cyclical.
That's true. As you guys know, I've got 3 little nuts. And we're in this zone at the moment at home where school holidays are right in the kick of it. And my wife, I think, is going slow.
All right.
Trying to keep them entertained every day.
At least you have a pool.
True. Oh, and this the funny thing, because, you know, it's beautiful weather outside. You know, you've got to send them outside, get some vitamin D, yeah. go in the pool and stuff yeah. like that. But there is times during the day you need downtime.
Yeah.
And it's actually my kids.
Shriek free.
Yeah. My kids found the app, and I'm talking about this right now. It's called Subway Surfers.
Okay.
All right. It's purely a game. But I had this beautiful. Here we go. Pete's playing it right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've handed me your phone. With
I know.
It.
It's like Sonic, right? If for right. people who remember Sonic the Hedgehog, it's just yeah. simply a game. You just got to traverse your way through a subway, but it is guaranteed silence maker for kids.
Really?
I had all three kids, 4, 6, and 8, dead silent for an hour, apart from that music, of course, wow. which gets annoying too after a while, but, you know, it's amazing.
It's just one thing.
And you know what? For anyone who might poo-poo the fact that it's a game and, you know, they shouldn't be on games, it's they take you to different subways in the world. So Amsterdam, Washington. So, you know, you're learning about geography.
I'm not even poo-pooing that I have no children. I still get it. I've seen children. I've yeah. seen their parents.
Oh, man, it's fantastic.
This is like Temple Run.
So, oh, we've lost Pete.
We've lost Pete. So we'll keep talking amongst ourselves.
Exhibit A, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, how to keep your kids quiet. So, yeah. Hey, Pete, you're meant to talk. It's radio.
I don't know. You guys go on. I'm getting a high score here.
Free to download.
Yep.
My kids absolutely love it. And it's just like I said, great for those little half-hour bursts you want to get, just to, you know, maybe get the washing done.
Fair
or get some...
enough.
Now, speaking of kids,
yeah.
I've used this app for a while, but I haven't really talked about it because I sort of thought most people knew about it. But it's just, this is, again, one of those ones that you might not have heard of.
Yeah.
It's called Tiny Beans.
Tiny Beans.
Now, my brother who lives in America and his wife had just had a new baby.
Yeah.
Lainey Marie.
Yeah.
And they're not really keen on putting stuff on social media, which is fair enough right. because, you know, you don't know what happens to those photos half the time.
Yeah.
Tiny Beans is like a social media, but you control who sees it in terms of your family. And so you actually create a group and just allow access to the people that okay. should get access
sort of within your Facebook.
Correct. Yeah, well, not even within your Facebook. Well, it's different app, but different it's a yeah. similar thing, right?
Can you do yeah. that with like Instagram anyway by just making a private account?
You can, but this is for anyone who really naysay social media, which is what my brother
for this
and
his
wife
reason.
Do.
Yeah.
This is purely just to share it with your family and loved ones. Photos of the baby or whoever the child is as they develop.
But the more intimate
yeah.
photos that you'd like to share with people living on the other
correct,
side of the world.
Yeah, yeah. So you might take a bath photo that you couldn't put on, you know, that you know.
Rudy bits.
Yeah.
We love Rudy bits, but when they're our own.
Anyway, Tiny Beans, if you haven't seen it, if you've got a new baby coming, it's a great one to share your little pics without sharing it, if
great.
That makes sense.
By the way, thanks for your phone. Again, your wife said to pick up milk on the way.
No.
It'd be awful to fight with your neighbours, don't you think? You really want to have a nice place to go home to. So I like a bit of creatively letting them know that wasn't so great.
A little bit of passive aggressiveness.
A little bit of passive aggressive can sometimes go a long way. But we, sort of in front of us is a bit of a cul-de-sac. It's a good 3 or 4 houses down on Saturday night. We're having a party. Party. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening when I heard celebrate. And I thought, oh, it's on.
Well, they were playing
anyway,
the party mix,
they
obviously.
They were playing the party mix. This went all night. Now, usually around, you know, 1-ish in the morning, a party tends to perhaps quieten down a little. This didn't. This, you couldn't sleep at the front of our house. And I remember saying, oh, I don't think their neighbours are going to be very,
no kidding.
Very fond of them tonight. And it went all night. I kid you not, it did not stop until after 6 in the morning.
Far out.
Probably closer to 7. So the neighbour that I suggested may have been having a little bit of a tough time, apparently did, because I don't think this was any coincidence. The next morning, it was about 8 a.m. on the dot. Yeah. These people must have just fallen into bed at the end of their party, you know, half an hour earlier.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got up. And he's gone outside and thought, I might do a bit of yard work.
Are you kidding?
And he started with the chainsaw. He spent an hour and a half sawing branches, which probably didn't even need to be sawn off a tree in the backyard.
Yeah.
He went in for a quick cup of tea and a nice bovo. He's out again and he's got the leaf blower.
Oh, brilliant.
3.5 solid hours. Oh, he blew the whole street. I saw him on... the roof at one stage.
Yeah, she did just say that, Greg, the producer.
Walking back and forward. I'm going on. Walking back and forward, blowing every leaf out of every crack. And I'm just on the front deck laughing my head off, thinking this is hilarious. Because they did keep everyone up.
Yeah.
But they were got back and all is even now. We're done. Everyone's happy.
And we've also found out why you always come in with a smile on your face.
The rest of the story.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. When the show finishes, Lisa and Pete clear out pretty fast. Discounted ABC blind stockers clearing out just as quick. Call 13 13 15.